Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
And off they go into the distance. John Parry, the 007 team. Appropriate, because sat across from me now is conductor Stephen Bell. A very good morning, Stephen, sir. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Nice to see you.
You too. Stephen is here because we're going to chat about an incredible concert that's happening in the concert hall on the 12th of September. He's going to be conducting the RTE Concert Orchestra. Oliver Thompson and Rachel Wooding are going to be the vocalists. And it's a Bond evening. If you're a fan of Bond, this is your night, isn't it?
Absolutely. We call this the Best of Bond. It's a production in association with West End International. And as you say, bringing two fantastic singers.
Yeah.
Ollie Thompson, who's been to the orchestra before. I'm not sure that Rachel has, or if she has, it's been a long time since he was over in Ireland. But they both bring their own kind of very special magic to all these wonderful songs. And it's great, isn't it, just to hear a little snippet of James Bond there.
It is incredible.
How much that brings to the kind of... on screen.
And it's one of those things, we say it about music all the time, but when you hear a certain piece of music, it brings you to a certain place, you know, and when you play a piece of music from one of those movies, instantly you're back there watching the movie.
Yeah, and John Barry, of course, was the kind of Bond sound. He was there right at the very beginning, back in the 60s, and stayed with the franchise for 25 years.
There's such a wealth of material when it comes to the Bond movies. A question for you in terms of putting the concert together, putting the programme together, where do you start?
Well,
like, what do you leave out?
What do you leave out? That's the thing. 27 films and all of those songs are all iconic, and you think right back to the 60s and all those artists, big name artists who used to perform then, you know. You're talking the likes of Matt Monro and Tom Jones and then through the Shirley Bassey years and all of that kind of thing, right up to the present day, and then you still get big stars from the more recent years, Adele and Sam Smith and Billie Eilish.
It was always a mark that you kind of made it if you were asked to do the Bond theme, wasn't it?
I guess it was. Yeah, you kind of thought you'd arrived. But Shirley Bassey, the only one who ever did more than one. She recorded three. Yeah. Nobody else has done more than one song. And it sort of defines you as well. It's a bit like, which Doctor Who did you grow up with? It's the songs or indeed the actors that played Bond. Back from the early ones with Sean Connery and Roger Moore, and of course George Lazenby can't leave his one film out.
No.
Timothy Dalton and Pierce Brosnan, and then more recently, of course, you've got Daniel Craig. So it kind of defines your era, if you like, but all those songs, all really different, but all bring something really special to the party.
And again, when you are putting the programme together, you know, in terms of structuring the show and, you know, how do you put that together? How do you put the pieces together? What will we start with? What will we open with? What do we finish the show with? You know,
well,
where does that come?
We have to open with that iconic Monty Norman guitar tune, because that's the kind of, it's one of the most celebrated film themes of all time. I've resisted the temptation of going in chronological order, which would have been one way of doing it, I guess, if you kind of go through in film order. We've mixed it up because obviously the various different styles, you get some up-tempo numbers, you get some more ballady numbers. So we have kind of mixed it up a little bit like that. We closed the first half with John Barry's last one, which is The Living Daylights from 1987. So we kind of bookend the first half of that.
Which was Duran Duran, wasn't it?
Duran Duran were...
Duran were The Living Daylights. Didn't they do the theme tune for that? Yeah, they did. I'm showing my age now.
Duran Duran, I think, was A View to a Kill, wasn't it?
Oh, it was A View to...
Yeah, there you go. Couldn't sound more 80s if it tried, that particular track.
Was it Aha did The Living Daylights?
There you go, you see. We're back in the 80s. We're reliving our youths, Simon. That's what it is.
Yeah, we certainly are. In terms of Bonds, I mean, that age-old question, do you have a favourite Bond, personally?
Bond actor or Bond song?
Actor. I mean, I'd be tempted to say our very own Pierce Brosnan, you know, Navin's finest. But
I quite like the grittier Daniel Craig kind of harder.
Do you, the newer stuff? Yeah.
I do. And I love the new Billie Eilish song from No Time to Die. There's a certain vulnerability about her voice. She was really young. She was only 17 when she recorded that, ever Bond artist.
And I mentioned that, you know, it's a real sign that you're a global superstar if you're asked to sing.
You've arrived, haven't
you? Arrived, yeah. And you mentioned Daniel Craig. Well, we have something from one of his Bond movies. This is Skyfall, and Adele, who's, it's safe to say, she's made it, hasn't she?
She has a bit. Oscar winner.
Fabulous. Adele, Skyfall, which will feature tomorrow night in the National Concert Hall as the RT Concert Orchestra, under the baton of Stephen Bell, take to the stage tomorrow night for the Best of Bond. Stephen is still with me, thankfully. You have conducted some of the greats of our day. But Marty's got to be up there, hasn't he?
Tell me great fun that. Back in the Borgosh in June with Marty doing his little starring role. Yes. A little clip that has gone viral.
Oh, it's phenomenal. If anybody hasn't seen it, tell us what he did that night on stage.
Well, we had a little kind of Phil Collins moment. We had the great Tim Harrow with us, who's... actually, it was quite a nice tie-in, really, because Tim's frontman of Mike and the Mechanics.
Yeah, yeah.
So to kind of be singing one of Phil Collins'
very
songs.
Good.
And then at that big moment...
The moment.
Yes. He stole the show completely.
Young Mr. Whedon stepped in wearing a T-shirt and off he went and he bet the bejesus out of the drums and the clip did go viral.
Absolutely. It was hilarious. It was brilliant.
It was a great night though.
But you
great
know what?
Concert.
He said he was really nervous about it, but you would never have known. I mean, he had a bit of coaching from our lovely Steve Cagliari.
Yeah, I'd say he was. Do you get nervous, Todd? Because you've conducted in front of royalty. You've, like, is that, because I know myself as an actor and a performer, I do get nervous and you have to get nervous. Creates that energy.
Do you get nervous? I think I'll probably get more nervous before the rehearsals because that's the
first time
you put the thing together and once you've done the rehearsals, the kind of prep work is done and therefore when you come to perform it, it should, in theory, it should be fine. So I probably get more nervous for rehearsals than I do for shows.
And you start rehearsals, you're meeting the gang today.
We rehearse today and then we have a sound check in the hall tomorrow and then we do the gig tomorrow night.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's straight in there, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
But you did have a session with the singers, I mean, in terms of prep.
Yes, we had a piano rehearsal with Rachel and Oliver on Friday. I think both of them have done the show before, so they've sung all these songs before.
If you aren't a fan of Bond, this concert is still absolutely worth going to because of those orchestral scores. They are just incredible, aren't they?
They are. And what's really interesting for me as well, we're doing some of the kind of orchestral extracts from some of the early ones, particularly. There's the beginning of the second half of the show. There's a little suite of John Barry's music from Dr. No, which was the very first Bond.
Very good.
And
yeah.
It's really interesting to hear those kind of in isolation.
Mm.
And then you can kind of track how the development of those scores has gone on through the years, and subsequent composers, for my money, David Arnold, perhaps has taken on the sort of John Barry sound mantle than any other. He scored four films. I think David's a wonderful composer. One of my all-time favourite film scores is Independence Day,
which
kind of marries the what you see on screen here, the impact of the music so brilliantly.
And
so,
that's what this music is all about, because there is a theme. There are themes that run through the music. There's that theme of suspense, isn't it?
And they are slightly formulaic, and it's really interesting, isn't it, to go back and look at some of the early Bond films.
Yeah,
and they perhaps do look a bit dated, but you know, film techniques have moved on so much, computer graphics have moved on so much, the budget's moved on so much.
Look at what they're doing in the movies nowadays. Will we go back a little bit in time and have something then from Goldfinger? Which features tomorrow night, correct?
It does feature tomorrow night. It's exactly 60 years ago this week this film came out.
60 years ago this week? I remember as well, it was raining. That's how you do that number, isn't it? Shirley Bassey, the shrinking violet that was and is Shirley Bassey. With Goldfinger, which features tomorrow night at the National Concert Hall, the RT Concert Orchestra, the Best of Bond, conducted by the maestro, Stephen Bell. Stephen, thank you for coming in.
Bless you. Thank
I
you.
Know you're heading straight into rehearsal. Tell all the boys in the orchestra we said hello.
Thank you very much.
And break legs tomorrow night.
Brilliant. We'll look forward to it. Thank you.
Good to see you.